In this edition of The Arts Page, we take another look at the upcoming Kingstoon Animation Festival. Young animators, script writers, and artists, time is running out for you to be part of the biggest thing the Jamaican animation industry has ever seen. The Kingstoon Animation Festival is less than 2 weeks away, a collaboration between the government and the World Bank. The festival aims to spark interest in the animation industry, and it's hoped that Kingstoon will inspire a whole new generation of Jamaican animators. Here's State Minister in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, on the festival.
In essence, what we're trying to do is build a culture of the production of our own solutions. We are primarily net consumers of technology in this country. We want to become net producers of technology.
The festival will take place over 3 days from June 20 at the UWI Mona Visitors Lodge. On the first day, there'll be a number of panel discussions featuring local and international participants. Fabio Pitaluga of the World Bank has more.
We wanted to take the opportunity, as international players, as national players will be participating in the conference, to showcase what that talent is in practice. We've looked at some of the indicators like CXC exams for the visual arts. They're very high, but it's better to give a space to young people who are willing, interested, and capable to demonstrate their talent in a very practical manner.
The competition has four judging categories: final product, script development, character development, and storyboard development.
We were constrained by time, so it wouldn't have been fair to just ask for finished products. It takes time. So a way to reach especially those who may not have the software and the hardware right there to be able to operate and produce a final product, but are very talented in the arts that are needed to be able to develop a professional career, such as drawing, such as writing script.
There are considerable prizes to be won, including scholarships for colleges overseas, internships with local companies, software licenses, and hardware. Finally, the festival will include a number of workshops geared at giving participants an in-depth look at the industry. Persons will also receive training designed to give them the necessary building blocks to start a career in animation.
The young animators or young animators-to-be from Jamaica can interact with the pros, sit with them, understand how they developed their career, what were the key turning points, and how can they also reproduce that career path. There will be 8 workshops throughout the 2 days. Each workshop will host about 400 people that could receive some form of high-quality training from professional animators in the industry.
For more information on this exciting event, visit the festival's page at facebook.com/KingstoonFest. The page has all the rules for the competition as well as registration information. And remember, Kingstoon is open to all.
Do not be shy and do come forward. The deadline for submission is June 16th, so there's still some time. Not a lot, but there's still some time. And we really hope to have as many submissions as possible to showcase to Jamaica, to the Caribbean, and to the rest of the world the talent and the capacity that Jamaican youth has in this particular sphere.
Senior Social Development Specialist at the World Bank, Fabio Pitaluga. That's it for this edition of The Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
Testing, microphone check. You see me? Yo! This is Tyrus Riley, singy-singy, entertainer, artist, songwriter, musician. I stayed in school, and because I stayed in school, I learned how to read music, write music. You know what I mean? You need school to start before you go anywhere else. That part help you achieve your goals. Music, we say, and school, we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security Program of Advancement through Health and Education.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.